Welcome to episode 940 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Unlike many other epistles written by Paul, 1 Corinthians is a response to specific questions posed by the congregation in Corinth. This is evident from phrases throughout the letter, such as, "Now concerning the matters about which you wrote." Paul uses many metaphors in 1 Corinthians to make his points more relatable. These include comparing the church to a human body with many parts. In 1 Corinthians 3, he describes himself as a wise builder who laid a foundation, which is Jesus. He then warns others about how they build upon it, using materials like gold, silver, wood, and straw, which will be tested by fire. In 1 Corinthians 13 verse 12, he uses the metaphor of looking through a glass darkly, an older translation for mirror, to describe our current limited understanding of divine matters, which contrasts with a future complete understanding in God's presence. Besides comparing Christians to athletes in a race, Paul speaks about disciplining his body and keeping it under control, like a boxer beating his body to keep fit, to ensure he is not disqualified for the prize. Paul likens the believer's union with Christ to marriage, highlighting the intimacy and indissoluble bond between Christ and the believer. In 1 Corinthians 5, Paul uses the metaphor of yeast to describe how a small amount of sin can affect an entire community. 1 Corinthians 13 may be the most famous chapter in the New Testament. This epistle also includes some very well-known verses. Among them, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 52. This verse is pivotal in discussions about the end times and the resurrection of the dead, stating, "In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed." 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 is often quoted in discussions about temptation and God's provision for escape. It reads, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19-20 emphasizes the sanctity of the human body as the temple of the Holy Spirit and the importance of glorifying God with one's body. "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own, you were bought at a price. Therefore honor God with your bodies." 1 Corinthians 11 verses 23-26 is a passage central to the practice of communion, detailing instructions given by Paul about how to properly observe this sacrament, recalling Jesus' actions and words at the Last Supper. Besides these well-known verses and the doctrines they reference, 1 Corinthians is full of other intriguing passages. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 29, Paul mentions people being baptized on behalf of the dead. The context is his extensive discussion on the resurrection, and this verse is often debated regarding its implications for early Christian beliefs about life after death and intercessory practices. The Bible does not support the idea that one can be baptized on behalf of someone who has already died. So what does this passage mean? It likely refers to individuals who were baptized because they were moved by the faith and subsequent deaths of Christians, seeing their steadfast hope in the resurrection. Baptism is a personal expression of faith in Jesus, and a public declaration of commitment to Him, which cannot be undertaken on behalf of someone else. The Bible teaches that each person's salvation is dependent on their own relationship with Christ, not on actions taken by others on their behalf after their death. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 2-16, Paul addresses the contentious issue of whether women should cover their heads during worship. This discussion provides insight into the social and cultural dynamics of the early church, and reflects the broader discussions on gender roles within Christian communities. We should not see this instruction as a binding requirement for modern church settings. It was culturally contextual to the Corinthian church of Paul's time. The principle derived from the passage focuses more on maintaining a respectful and orderly worship service that honors God, rather than on specific dress codes. In 1 Corinthians 5, Paul reprimands the Corinthian church for boasting about their tolerance of a man who was living in an incestuous relationship with his stepmother. This situation highlights the moral and ethical challenges faced by the early church as it navigated its identity in a pagan society. Paul's stern response underscores the importance of church discipline and the role of community in maintaining moral standards. In 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1-4, Paul discusses the collection of funds for the believers in Jerusalem. This logistical and practical issue reveals the interconnectedness of early Christian communities and their mutual support in times of need. It also illustrates the early church's emphasis on generosity, sharing resources, and the practical aspects of ministry and support among the churches. Chapters 8 through 10 of 1 Corinthians deal with the issue of eating meat that had been sacrificed to idols, a significant issue in a city like Corinth, where pagan practices were prevalent. Paul's discussion navigates the complex intersection of Christian liberty, community responsibility, and personal conscience. This discourse provides a window into the everyday decisions and ethical dilemmas faced by early Christians living in a predominantly non-Christian society. We should view Paul's guidance as an encouragement to act with sensitivity towards the consciences of others. It highlights the importance of avoiding behaviors that might cause another believer to stumble in their faith, emphasizing the principle of Christian liberty, balanced by love and consideration for others. These sections of 1 Corinthians, while perhaps not as frequently cited or studied as the more doctrinal parts of the letter, offer valuable insights into the day-to-day life and challenges of the early church, reflecting the practical and sometimes deeply controversial issues that early Christians had to contend with. This book is one of the most significant in the New Testament, not just for its theological import, but also for its cultural resonance. The depiction of Jesus in the book of 1 Corinthians has subtly but profoundly influenced Christian art, music, and films, often emphasizing themes of unity, love, and spiritual gifts. Artistic representations inspired by 1 Corinthians often focus on themes of unity and the body of Christ. For example, the metaphor of the church as the body of Christ with many parts, but one body, has been depicted in various forms of art, including stained glass windows and religious murals. These artworks typically show diverse figures interconnected, symbolizing the unity of the church despite individual differences. Inside the Church of the Holy Spirit in Sassia, Rome, murals depict various biblical scenes that include the Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit gifts apostles with tongues of fire. This visually represents the variety of spiritual gifts described in 1 Corinthians 12, emphasizing the diversity and unity within the church. Artists like Makoto Fujimura have created abstract paintings that seek to visually capture the essence of love, as described in 1 Corinthians 13, using vibrant colors and dynamic movements to symbolize the enduring and encompassing nature of divine love. 1 Corinthians has inspired numerous hymns and Christian songs. The famous Love chapter, chapter 13, has been a source of lyrical inspiration for hymns about divine love and charity, emphasizing that love never fails. Songs and hymns that focus on love as the greatest virtue reflect these passages, encouraging believers to love with the patience, kindness, and selflessness that Paul describes. In Christian films, themes from 1 Corinthians are often woven into narratives that explore the challenges and triumphs of Christian life. For example, films that deal with church dynamics often explore the concept of spiritual gifts or the importance of every member in the church community, echoing Paul's teachings in chapter 12. Additionally, films dealing with moral and ethical challenges might incorporate the profound description of love from chapter 13 as a guiding principle for characters' development and choices. Overall, the influence of 1 Corinthians in Christian theology and cultural expressions underscores the enduring relevance of Paul's teachings on love, unity, and spiritual life. 1 Corinthians challenges us to build our lives and faith communities on the solid foundation of Christ. It invites us to examine the quality of our spiritual building materials, our actions, integrity, and love for others. As we reflect on this book, we are reminded of the importance of unity, love, and the enduring Word of God in our lives, encouraging us to live these truths in practical, everyday ways. Father, thank you for the timeless wisdom of 1 Corinthians and the lessons it teaches us about living a life founded on your love and truth. Help us to apply these teachings to our lives, that we may be builders of your kingdom, who seek unity and love in all we do. Strengthen us to be faithful witnesses of your word, living out the gospel with integrity and compassion. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.